Hello.
Hi, Gene.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
So I'm calling you back because I know you asked Monica for someone to about the waiver. So no,
yes.
Unless there is a POA that makes decisions for her, nobody is able to sign that waiver. And she's unable to sign it because she doesn't have the mental capacity to do so. So unfortunately, yeah, so that's where we're stuck.
Okay. But all right, but I also texted that there's I most mean in charge of my mom. Right?
Well,
that's the whole
do you handle her finances as well?
Everything.
Yeah,
what finance? My mother has no finance. I'm the one. Okay.
She doesn't receive any finances from like the state or government or anything?
No. I'm providing everything for her.
Got it.
She lives in my house. By the way, we moved for about a month. I moved into another house yesterday.
You moved?
Yeah, I have a lot of houses. So I moved because I had to close the house where we were at. So let me give you the address. It's only 2 blocks away.
What's the address?
It's 74. That's my. It's 74.
Uh huh.
North. Pennsylvania Avenue, 19067. It's like a block, 2 blocks away.
Okay. So I'll make
make a note of that, okay?
Got it. Okay, yeah, no, so I'm making a note. Also, I have to inform the insurance as well, because they have to, is it okay for me to
inform them? Absolutely.
Okay.
I told what's her name that already. Well, right now, she has a 10:30 appointment, yeah. Right now,
okay.
She has a 10:30 appointment with a physical therapist.
Got it. Okay, so I'll give them the info, though, so they can update it on their file so that you don't have any issues in regards to the address.
No. Okay?
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You.
I appreciate it, Gene. Take care.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.